President Bush has sounded increasingly militant, even in the prayer service today at Washington's National Cathedral. He said, "Our responsibility to history is clear, to answer these attacks and rid the world of evil." Speaking of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, he said yesterday, "Now that war has been declared on us, we will lead the world to victory." Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz joins us now. Mr. Wolfowitz, I'd like to ask you about something that you said yesterday. You were talking about not only going after those states which the terrorists, but after their sanctuaries, removing their sanctuaries, we must remove their support systems, and then you said ending states who sponsor terrorism. What does
If I
that
twisted
mean?
my tongue, ending state support for terrorism is what I meant to say, and that's our. I think that has to be one of our major objectives here.
Ending state support for terrorism is what you meant to say.
Yes.
How do you do that?
First, you decide what it is you have to do, and then you figure out the ways of doing it. And there are a variety of ways of getting to that result. I think the real point is we have to decide the task is a substantial one, it's an ambitious one, but that it's important to step up to that standard and not try to find some easy, quick, satisfying action that is not a solution.
No cruise missile into one site, for example, you're saying.
Right. I mean, that doesn't mean no cruise missiles, but it means, for a clear example, what we did in 1998 in response to the embassy bombings in East Africa may have been satisfying to some people, but it certainly accomplished nothing.
What about putting military troops into a country that is friendly to terrorists? Then there are, as we know, there are many of them. There's Iraq, for example, Afghanistan.
I think first we have to decide on the objective, and I don't think we should rule out anything that may be help us to accomplish that objective. But we also have many, many other instruments at our disposal. We have extraordinary capable intelligence services. We have economic resources that the whole world begs for. If people want that kind of help from us now in all kinds of ways, then they're going to have to help us in this enterprise.
We have seen a great deal of grief and destruction rain down upon the United States by a group of people with a relatively small constituency, operating out of a very limited set of options, and still they were able to do to us what they have done. Don't we take a terrible risk that these groups will continue to retaliate, that they'll spring up in other places and try other things?
I think we have to understand that there is no course in front of us that is without risk, that taking these people on incurs risks, but not taking them on incurs even greater risks. And we saw this week, I think, the result of 10 years of thinking it was just one of those things you live with. And if we don't take the risk of dealing with it now, the risks of trying to deal with it later are just going to be much, much greater.
Let me just change the subject and ask you about the people that you work with at the Pentagon. Of course, it's an extraordinary thing for everybody in this country to see one side of that building in ruins. I know that the people who are at the Pentagon are part of the military and expect to risk their lives, but not to risk their lives while they're holding down a desk job at the Pentagon. How are people handling it?
Well, I think with enormous grief, I think all of us who are still alive here also, in some sense, in our minds, realize that the people who got killed in our place. They could have hit some other side of the building and we might be gone. It's a wonderful slice of America that's out there working to try to deal with the consequences of this tragedy. And that's the great strength of the American people, and it's constantly underestimated by the evildoers. As Winston Churchill said the day after Pearl Harbor, the United States is like a gigantic boiler. Once the fire is lighted under it, there is no limit to the power it can generate.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz, he joined us from his offices at the Pentagon.